there was no binding contracts or anything with that.
Yes, right. And it was, if I remember correctly, and I'm pretty sure I do, that it was done, you know, with a statement that, you know, that employment is at the discretion of the town council.
That is exactly right. And I remember also incorporating that text section in at the time.
I remember us discussing it, but I don't recall that. Actually, it was dominated, but if y'all say it depends.
That's for sure. The minutes do not specify that. I went back and looked at those today. But at the same time, and I remember from the discussions that it was for sure without that term.
That was for the attorney also?
That was for the attorney, the treasurer, police chief, and town manager.
Then I'll withdraw my motion, and I'll make a new motion that we remove from the agenda the appointment of town manager, police chief, treasurer, and town attorney.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor. We've got a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
In the past, we have done the public express meeting, appointing a mayor, vice mayor. So I would like to do that. We move the public express to the first item in the reorganization, just to keep that the public always there.
Do you want to change the agenda?
So it's like 6A, public expression.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Any other items to be changed or modified on the agenda? If not, we will.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We'll go to public expression. Anybody here to address council on that? If not, we will go to reorganization and election of mayor. And is there a nomination tonight for the election of mayor?
I would like to nominate Jeff Cousin.
We've got a nomination on the floor. Are there any other nominations? If not, is there a vote on?
You need a second.
We need a second. All right. Is there a second?
I'll hear it.
All right. Second option. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We've got a mayor. And I want to turn it over back over to you.
Okay, I think you would need to do the oath of office.
Yes.
And since the clerk's not here, that they will, I guess, fall upon you.
I believe so. All right. Raise your right hand.
Aye, Jeff Kaiser.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge all the duties incumbent upon me.
Discharge all the duties incumbent upon me.
As mayor.
As mayor.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. I guess it's on me now, isn't it? Okay, next item on the agenda is the election of a vice mayor. I will nominate Sharon Steele as vice mayor.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and second on the floor to nominate Sharon Steele as vice mayor. Are there any additional nominations? Okay, hearing none, I will ask that all those in favor for the election of vice mayor for Sharon Steele, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations, vice mayor.
I'm not there yet.
I think that's
for me. Okay.
One more thing.
Yeah. swear.
Affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
All the duties that come upon me as Vice Mayor.
Discharge all the duties incumbent upon me as Vice Mayor.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Okay, next item on the agenda is the appointment of the clerk.
Can we second that?
And then talk about it.
late because of the police department not getting it to us in a timely manner. But also on the agenda, as we've always done in the past, we've always had it open for anyone on council that wants to put an item on the agenda itself. They're very free to do that, to get that information to Jimmy. And then, you know, at the meeting itself, should the, you know, there be a change in the agenda, just as we did tonight, you know, we have that already in motion, so I think.
Just think like that. To adopt it the way that it has been in the past, the packets on Friday, and our agenda called in, and we're going to need to change it here.
Okay, I'll second that motion. So we're open the floor for discussion.
I don't
think we've had it taken away. those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? We have a police chief. Next item is the appointment of treasurer.
Council salaries as stated, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
thank you all for the confidence to put me back in as Vice Mayor. I appreciate that, and I enjoy doing my job best I can. And I look forward to the next, at least 2 years, working with Mr. Steele and Mr. Collins. Everybody else that does all the great work behind the scenes. That's all I have to say.
Okay,
congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, congratulations to Mr. Steele, Mr. Collins, for your election to town council. I know you guys have got the best interest of Coburn at heart, so you wouldn't have run for office that you did not have, so I welcome you all to council and look forward to working to you with you guys for the next 4 years. A couple of things that we've just kind of rehashed of what we've done, and this is for the two of you all, over the past several years since you all have not been on council, is that the town properties itself, we stay away from those properties. Reason being is that when one of the town's council members are present on those properties, that they're taking the time away from the workers, and that the workers just do not do their job while someone's in there. So I ask that you refrain from going down there unless you have absolute business down there. And work orders, that type of stuff, goes through town manager Mr. Williams. Having said that, great job for everyone else in the town of Coburn for what you do, the police department, town hall, town manager, treasurer, clerk, you guys have got a hard job. Mr. Sturgeon, I know we kind of irritate you to death for things that we ask for you to do. Thank you for all the diligent work that you do. Look forward to the next 4 years with you guys.